doing a hand dance. Na-na. Oh. We need like a hold call sound and people connect.
Hello.
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 Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh my God. I was like, are you going to be able to be your, like, a VTuber in this? I have no idea if it was going to work.
Yeah.
That's
awesome. I'm high tech now.
That is,
I figured it out.
That's amazing. I mean, I was really excited when I discovered that you could give yourself, like, fancy backgrounds in this. Like, you could be, like, you, like, doesn't need a green screen. You can just, like, be in, like, a different place. I thought that was high tech. I was like, wow, we are in the future.
right. But you don't even need a green screen for it. It's
so
just
cool.
It's wild.
Oh my gosh. It's the future is now. It truly is. Well, thank you so much for joining us for this, Ducky. Would you like us to call you Ducky? Is Ducky
Yeah, that's absolutely fine. Wonderful. Absolutely good.
For those of you who are listening only, Ducky is a VTuber. So that's why we talked about the fact that we are not looking at a human face. I mean, it is a human face, but like, yeah.
Humanoid at least.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Somewhat human, somewhat not, right?
Exactly. I mean, with fantastic eye makeup. I mean,
I wish my eyes would look like that in real life.
I know.
You
know? Like, I love that.
I mean, me too.
Like the animation. Oh, we'll have, look, I'm just going to like, I'm going to fangirl about your like, something for model a bit over this, I'm sure.
Thank you.
But I did remember something the other day, Keely.
Yes.
We've done the last few of these podcasts without sharing an embarrassing story, and that is how they're supposed to start. So I don't know if either of you guys have an embarrassing story to kick off today, because I don't think I do.
No.
Oh, goodness. I can't think of one off the top of my head.
Like, my whole life is an embarrassing story, but, like, when it comes to remembering...
You know, I feel like if there is one, I've probably blocked it out of my memory.
Yes. Just chuck that in the recessed memories box that I have.
Do not open.
I do recall one time I was catching up with my younger brother, and he was like talking about this thing that had happened when we were kids. I had no memory of it at all. I was like, oh, wow, okay. He's like, wait, you don't remember that? And I was like, nope. And he's like, oh. Okay.
That one pretty deep.
Yeah. I was like, oh. Because it was just like, oh, we went to the beach or something. Like, it wasn't like a weird, it was just like, oh, I don't know what happened. So anyway, that's fun.
I guess
to
that's
unpack.
Your embarrassing story. That just you didn't remember true. Said embarrassing story.
That's just my life in a nutshell. I can tell an embarrassing story on behalf of my brother. He doesn't listen.
Oh,
so it's fine. Exactly. That's how it works, right? I remember we moved to a new house for the first time, and he slept in a bed. He'd been sleeping with a bed against the wall like his whole life. Mm. And then he's like, you know, 12, and we moved to a new place, and his bed's in the middle of the room. And I just remember, I think it was literally like the second night in this new house. And it was like dead of night. Everyone was sleeping. It was great. And then all of a sudden, just this giant like boom thunders through like the whole house. I shit myself. My mom shits herself. We all shit ourselves. And then you just hear my brother just being like, I'm okay. And it turned out he had, like, because he was so used to being able to just, like, roll over and, like, go against the wall, that he had just kept going and just rolled onto the floor and woke everyone up.
Nice.
So that's my brother's story. You're welcome, brother.
I feel like I definitely had one of those moments as a kid, or at least as a teenager, where I completely rolled off the bed. You always have those like mini fears, like, and you wake up and you're like, oh my God, I thought I fell off. But like, then you actually have the instance where you fall off the bed and you're like, ah!
What about those little things you have? Do you guys get them when you're like almost asleep and then your whole body is just like,
yes.
And you're like, what the hell?
Yes.
So scary.
Freaks me out.
One time I almost rolled off the bed, managed to catch myself, and I put my hand down on the floor as I'm half on, half off, right directly in front of my eye is the corner of my bedside table. Would have gone blind if I hadn't caught myself, but goddamn lucky I did.
What a way
Your
to go
instinct.
Blind. Rolled onto my bedside table.
Yeah.
Like nothing fierce, like, oh, I saved a girl from a burning building. No, I just rolled onto my bedside table.
Yeah.
Nothing cool here, just embarrassing.
No. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I have a friend who, like, absolutely destroyed her foot, like, to the point where she's had, like, 3 surgeries. She's had her foot in a cast for, like, 6 months. All she did was stand up. Like, she literally was sitting on the couch one day, stood up, her foot just gave way, and she just went... Yeah, and, like, talking to the other people who have the same... Because she, like, joined a Reddit community of people who had the same condition. And all of theirs was like, oh, sports, I fell off my bike, you know, all this other stuff. And she's just like, I'm not going to tell why mine happened.
Go into that one.
So I just stood up.
That one's embarrassing.
Yeah.
You move past
just a
that.
Little bit. Wonderful. All right, let's jump into it. Welcome to Love Letter Save, episode 12. I'm one of your hosts, Sailor Masochist, aka Sarah. I'm also joined by my co-host, Happy Vampire, aka Keely.
Hello.
We have a very special guest today, official guest Michael number 6, Chibi Spirit Monster, aka Captain Ducky.
That's me.
Hello, Ducky. Welcome in. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So those were our anime names. So
what they were?
If we're anime characters, that's what we are. So I'm Sailor Masochist. So
that's definitely something I didn't know about you, Sarah.
I love that.
Definitely an addition, new addition to the Sailor Scouts. definitely like
hurt me.
Yeah, right. Maybe that's like they're all like powered by the different planets. I'm just powered by pain.
Yeah.
so yeah. And I love Chibi Spirit Monster.
That's
I think
pretty
that's
solid.
A, I feel like
that's,
it's
that's solid.
It
I like that.
Yeah, it works. It's nice. I like that one. That one's cute. You know.
Definitely works for me in many ways.
I've already forgotten mine. Vampire something.
You are happy vampire.
Happy vampire. See, the happy part, my brain's just
so
like,
cheerful.
No.
We don't do that here.
Not
happiness,
for you.
Not an option.
Oh, I love that so much. So, yeah, as I was saying just before, Ducky is our very first VTuber on the podcast. So, yeah, which is awesome.
New territory.
I absolutely love VTubers. I am very pro VTuber, froth a good YouTuber, a VTuber. I just think they're great. I just think they're fantastic. And as someone who like used to stream, if I started streaming right now, 100% would use a VTuber. Like 100%. Yeah. But Keely, on the other hand, I've been trying to convert to it, to understanding the VTuber.
It's been
because
tough.
It doesn't quite work.
Yeah, it just didn't quite click for me. I actually did watch one of your streams recently, Ducky, to be like, no, I need to give it a go because I've just never understood it. Because for me, it's like, if you're not going to use a camera, don't use a camera. I didn't quite get why, after watching your streams and obviously seeing now the insane amount of animation that it does, I can see how it does add to it. It's not just like a static image. It is like you get the movement of the facial expressions, even only a fraction of how it could be, but I can still see how it adds to it now.
Definitely. It's something that takes a little bit of getting used to. Even for myself, I did real life cam streaming when I first started. And I think the only reason I swapped from that is that I'm not the kind of person to put makeup on at home.
Yeah,
that's so fair.
And it's way easier to just, you know, use an avatar, but also kind of embodies more of how I see myself in my head. Rather than like having to pretty up my appearance, or not that you have to at all, but just like from personal preference, how like I like to look if I'm in the public eye, kind of thing. But yeah, VTubing is different, and it's very scuffed, but it's very fun.
Yeah.
Well, scuffed fits perfectly on this podcast. That's for
sure.
Yeah,
that's right. Exactly. We embrace the scuffed here. yeah, like for me, I think my favorite thing about it is I just think it's a great way to control your brand in a way. Like you can have this brand with this, you know, person that you design yourself. And it's also just like it allows you to have a face without having a face, if that makes any sense. And I just think that's great. And in this world where, like, let's be honest, like privacy is so hard. You know, keeping your personal life separate from your streaming life or things like that is pretty tough. And some people really try to, like, you know, cross that boundary. I don't know how much you've had to deal with that kind of stuff. I had a dude once find out where I went to university and be like, so how's your, like, he, like, found my family's names and stuff. Jesus and I was Christ. Like, nope, I'm out. So I, like, closed off so many things. And I didn't even use my real name. Like, I did not even use my real name with streaming. So they had, like, somehow, like, I don't know, magically found me. And it's just like, it's kind of terrifying. And I think VTubing just
makes it a bit safer.
Help, add that layer of separation, you know?
Well, something that I realized recently that's quite scary is one of the social media forms that makes it easiest to find all the details about you is LinkedIn.
Yes.
You can search someone's first name and the company they work for. And there's all those websites that like suck all the information out of LinkedIn and post it somewhere. So, you know, you can find people's universities, high schools, current jobs, old jobs. Some places you can sign in and get their emails that are listed there. I found one place that actually had my old company email that was only ever out on a business card. And I was like, oh, I mean, I'm not there anymore, so it doesn't go directly to me, but it's kind of spooky that someone can just pop my name into Google and there I am.
Yeah, and connect that to you in that way. It's really scary.
Definitely started changing things. I used to have my old postcode there, and that's definitely like, okay, no. Let's just have general Melbourne area for my postcode now. Thank you.
Yeah, I think anyone who's like been on the internet for a long time, like, I'm nearing the end of my 20s now. So being on the internet for such a long time, I think it's definitely a learning curve because when the internet first kind of came about, it was really fresh and no one really knew what needed to be kept private and how permanent it was going to be. So yeah, growing up into it now, I'm like, oh, I gotta change a lot.
It's like when back in the days with Facebook where people would just like accept anyone just so that they'd have like higher numbers. And it's like now I'm just like, I couldn't imagine accepting a Facebook request from someone I don't know. I mean, I don't have Facebook anymore, but it's like, I just like the fact that that was what we did.
Yep.
Was just like, you're allowing a random person all this information, like, why did we think that was appropriate? Like, why did we think that was okay? Like, it's just crazy. Yeah.
One of the things that was pointed out to me recently, I say recently, probably within the last year or so, was, do you guys remember those Facebook, what's your ex name? So, you know, what's your stripper name? You know, and it'll be like, you know, the color of your shirt, the color of your pants, and then the street you lived on as a child. And people were pointing out that, like, that, okay, you've just given up your... your security part, your security answers. You know, what's that? All of them are things like, you know, your mother's maiden name and, you know, the street you lived on, your first pet's name. And it's like, oh, hang on a minute. They're all my security questions for all my important details. That's not something you want to post.
That's actually so wild. It's, I guess, like another form of kind of like information phishing that is out there for sure.
Because everyone's like, oh, that's so funny. It's my dwarf name, but
it's like, oh no, it's actually access to your internet banking.
Same
for that.
Same with your birth date stuff. It's like, you know, your birth month, your birth date, and then the last number or whatever. Or it's just like, oh,
yeah, that's wild. I honestly didn't even think about that. Like, I don't think I've actually posted on one of them. I'm one of those terrible people that looks at a meme, reacts to it in real life, and then
scrolls on.
I'll be like, I'll look at my partner and be like, ah, my dwarven name is like, you know, insert dwarven name here, and then just like move on. Yeah. And then my partner's like,
ma'am. I'm like, what?
What?
Where did that come from and why?
Exactly.
Oh, no, absolutely. Great. Yeah. And I think older people are the ones getting caught out. Like, my parents would always share those things and stuff. And it's like, oh, hang on.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
It's like young people now are growing up like pretty much exclusively on the internet. Mm. So I guess they learn a lot quicker, or like have really fast interactions and knowledge of that kind of stuff. Yep.
Yeah, I feel like
hopefully,
yeah.
Yeah, hopefully.
We're definitely in that generation of like, there's a generation above us which was like, ooh, internet, I don't know about that. And then us, where we grew up with the internet, it was always around, so we're like, heck yeah, internet, nothing can go wrong. And then there's below us that are like, oh, we've seen what went wrong. Yeah. We're cautious now. And so we're still kind 100%. Of like, I deleted
the
it.
Internet's
fine. You can't find anything. You don't have my details. What's an IP address?
I don't need, that doesn't do anything, right? That doesn't mean anything.
That's false, yeah, totally.
Yeah. That's a great way to segue into our sponsor for today's podcast, NordVPN. Just kidding, we don't get sponsors.
On, NordVPN. Yeah, let's NordVPN. Go.
Come on, we just talked for like 10 minutes about cybersecurity.
Absolutely. NordVPN, Shark VPN,
look, just
VPN, Express VPN. That's the one. Manscaped, get on it. Let's go.
Yeah, that's right. what was the sort of the process for designing your VTuber character? Because, I mean, your name is Captain Ducky, but I don't think you're a duck.
Nor a captain.
or a captain. Right. I don't know. Maybe. We don't know what your rank is. I mean, you could be captain ranked. I don't know.
You would definitely be correct there. My my username, I think, came before my avatar. Mm-hmm. And I did try to mesh in my username a bit into my design at some points before this current design, but it never really meshed well with like my identity, I guess. With coming up with my VTuber, it was a process. I've been through a few redesigns and a few model, like a lot of model changes and stuff like that, but. I like to consider myself a kind of a gremlin of sorts. So anything that's like gremlin or rat adjacent, is definitely something that I like to, keep in mind when I'm designing, my avatars. But, my current design comes from a love of Kingdom Hearts and a love of, pastels, basically.
Love the pastel vibe.
Thank you. I always keep my brown eyes, so in real life I have brown eyes, and I think that's something that
brown eyes confirm.
I always wanted to keep. Yeah, exactly. Oh, face reveal.
Eyeball reveal, let's go.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, the best thing about brown eyes is that, you know, we're
so
everywhere.
Does most people.
So,
it's true.
Yeah.
Common vibes.
Exactly.
Let's go. Try and pick me out of a crowd.
just based on the eyes.
Funnily enough, a lot of people a lot of people that know me, even through streaming, actually do know what I look like. I'm not afraid of the old face reveal.
Yep.
But I just don't use it for webcams and stuff like that.
Yep, fair.
Yeah.
Nah, totally understandable. And like I said, I love them. I think VTubing is such a great thing, and I think I heard the other day people being like, oh, it's taking over, and I'm like, yes, let it take over.
Good.
It's fantastic. And you know, it's like, I'm not sure if you, because I know you do some art. Do you design your own stuff, or do you work with other artists?
Yeah, so I'd say like 99% of stuff that's in my stream, I do create myself. There's a few things like the background I'm using, even in this Zoom call right now, I didn't make. A lot of stuff I get from Etsy or Twitter. A lot of people make free VTuber assets that can be used within like the programs that VTubers use. Mm-hmm. But 90% of like my all of my designs and models have all been made by me so far.
That's amazing.
Mainly because it's one of those things where you I guess you like you do what's within your means. So for me, like, you know, maybe not being as financially well off as some other people starting in VTubing, I was like, oh, I guess I'll just do it myself.
Yeah.
And having an art background definitely helped with creation and also design aspect.
I have looked into I did a very brief stint on our channel a few years ago last year where I made a little mini animation, and I used was it VTube Studio? I used a bunch of little like programs, and I made some like 3D characters, and then because I love the 2D model look, which I believe is what you have. I think it's great. Like, I love it. And I looked into doing that first, and oh my god, it's so complicated, and all the different layers you have to draw. Like, knowing a little, like a tiny bit about how much work it must have gone into making your, you know, your model is just like blows my mind. So I think it's amazing. So well done.
That's thank you.
That is like so cool.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. It's I will say 2D, I think, has a lot of extra steps that require a bit more like outside learning, whereas I think with 3D there's a lot of already like a lot of creation tools that people can use. I know Vroid Studio being one. Yeah, is what I think you were referencing, that I used that on my first few models. And I think Vroid Studio is fantastic.
It is.
And there's stuff coming about that is kind of like that for 2D now. I know there's a VTuber kit. I can't remember who made it specifically. But there's definitely like 2D VTuber kits kind of coming into focus now that 2D has become so big.
Yeah.
But I think both 3D and 2D are fantastic, and the people who make them from scratch next level.
Absolutely. And it does cost a lot too to get commissioned. Mm. So, and obviously it should, because that's a lot of
work. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. All right, awesome. I just wanted to chat about some VTube stuff for a while, because it's just like I say, just my little fangirl moment.
You have been very excited about this podcast.
I have. Yeah. cool. Well, this is technically a gaming podcast. I call it gaming adjacent, because we tend to talk about gaming for about 5% of the podcast and then get distracted. So I thought we could talk a little bit about what kind of games you play. I know on stream, I've seen you do a bit of Dead by Daylight. I know you stream a little bit of art as well. So I don't know if you streamed those for a little while. The last thing I saw you play was like Wii Sports, which is awesome, because I really want to get that. Like, I really want to get that. So yeah, what kind of games do you play? And do you play a lot of games off stream too, or do you find you just do you tend to stick to streaming, gaming and streaming at the same time?
Right. I do stream, game outside of stream as well. I find that the games that I play on and off stream kind of differ in some ways, but I am overall a variety streamer. I've tried to stick to games before, but then like I get distracted and I want to play something else, and I'm like, I've been playing this game for 3 days straight, guys, and I want to stream it right now. So we're gonna play this, and then next stream I have a different addiction, and we're gonna play that. I will say, like, some of my main games have definitely been Dead by Daylight, maybe Guild Wars 2, which is MMO, and I tend to play a few Switch games as well. As basically like any story game, I will also grab onto and play. and as well as art, sometimes when the art is flowing and I want to, you know, do it live, then then I will. But it's like, it's finding the timing for everything, I think, of like when you have inspiration and like what you're in the mood for, it's kind of hard.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. What's the current obsession game?
Ooh, current obsession. Ooh, that's hard. It's been kind of all over the place recently. But I would say I've really gotten back into Guild Wars. I took a few, about a year off from playing it. But it's a game that I've had for like over 8 years. So,
oh, wow.
Something that I was like, oh, let me do my dailies again. And then all of a sudden it's like this snowball effect of playing it every day.
Waking up, first thought is of Guild Wars.
Yeah,
exactly.
Go to bed thinking of Guild Wars.
Dreaming of it.
Exactly. It's very much Final Fantasy 14 and like World of Warcraft adjacent kind of MMO.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
I'd say that's it.
I think that was my first MMO. I did not grow up with MMOs at all. I never played them. I think the first one I ever played was maybe like 5 years ago, and I reckon it was Guild Wars 2, and I played, I was like, I have a very, very, very vague recollection of this, but I think I played this like plant person.
Oh yeah, Silvari.
Yeah, I played a plant person, and I was just like running around my little plant nature area, and I think I finally got to some city after like running through the forest what felt like days. Like, it was giant. I couldn't get over how giant like the map was and how much there was to explore. I was just like, this is so much. Like,
it's very daunting.
It is. Like, I love RPGs growing up, but the thing with RPGs is like they're just a lot more condensed than MMOs. MMOs are just like giant, and it's just
right. Oh,
it's a lot for a little RPG player like me who's not used to it.
It's a lot for new players. I think with any MMO, you've got to find like your niche MMO, I feel like. If you're like not into MMOs at all, that's like completely fine. But if like you've struggled to find the right one, I think it's important to like go through as many as you can before you find the one that you go, oh, this one's sick. I come from also an RPG background myself. With playing Kingdom Hearts a lot when I was a kid.
Oh, so of course. Yeah.
when I learned about the world of MMOs, I was like, this is a lot.
Yeah. it is a lot. So true. I've definitely tried my hand at many. You know, I tried World of Warcraft as a kid, and then I tried it again a couple years back. I've played BDO. I played, what was that other new one that came out recently?
The vampire one?
No, not.
I told you to play that one because there was a character called Keeley.
You did, and I still like want to play it. I just haven't gotten around to it. that one that was really big in Korea, and then it came out, and everyone was like, okay. Oh,
you might need to narrow it down and be a little bit more than big in Korea.
Yeah, I know.
I think they tend to love their MMOs.
Oh, wait, Lost Ark.
Yes, that's the one, Lost Ark.
Yeah, it got really big.
It got really big for a while and then kind of fizzled out a bit. But yeah, I was really, I was into that for a bit, and then I was playing it like daily. And then I just stopped, never picked it up again. Like one of my friends who was a streamer, she was playing it a ton. And I had the intention to play with her, but we're in different like regions, so it was like hard. And then also by the time I was like, I was obviously working full time, whereas she was streaming pretty much full time. I was level 20 and she was max level and had like 300 armor score or something. And they're like, what's your armor score? I'm like, 90. And they're like, oh, what? I'm like, I haven't finished the game.
Yeah. Still in the tutorial area.
Yeah. It's very much like that.
I totally resonate with that so hard. Like, there's a lot of games where I've tried them and then had to like put them down, and people are like, why aren't you up to this point yet? And I'm like, what?
I have to go outside at some point. Yeah. That'd be nice.
I had to go for a walk for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, the next level. That's what happens.
Yeah.
And it's so hard to get back to it because it's like, oh, I can't play with you now. Like, you're so far ahead that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's. Not, and it's like, oh, it's a grind to get through it and get up there. And it's like, nah, I'll play something else.
Yeah,
exactly. And you were saying earlier with like region locking, I understand obviously like for ping reasons and stuff like that, and like limiting like the amount of people in servers. But I do often get sad when I have like one friend that's in one server and then another friend that's in a different server. And I'm like, which server do I pick? Aww. Which of you is going to play the most? Like,
yeah.
And then it's like, will one of you level with me or will the other one like completely like just run through the whole game? And then I'm like, oh no, no one to play.
Yeah. Left behind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is that a thing with MMOs? Like you have to pick a server and you can't jump between them?
Yeah.
Oh.
You can't jump between servers for the most part.
Right.
Yeah. Often you can make like a character for different servers.
Okay.
Depending on the game. Like I think with Guild Wars, there are region locks, but you can still join whoever you want.
Yeah.
As long as it's within, I think it's like NA and EU, like that's the only limit. Right. But in stuff like Final Fantasy 14, they have specific servers. So even if you're in the same region, but you're in a different server within that region, it's hard to find people.
Yeah.
And then you have to be like, oh, okay, I'll make a character to play with you and then one to play with you. Yeah. And then like whoever you've been playing with for a bit, you don't want to go over. Like I got further in my like Australian region character that I was playing with my boyfriend. And then I went, I'm like, oh, look, when he's not playing, I'll level up a character in with a VPN, play in America so I can like eventually play with my friend. But it was kind of like hard to push through going from a slightly higher level and then going back. It's kind of like, oh,
yeah,
I have to go do this all over again.
Yeah,
I'm weak.
I feel like so much progress is lost.
Yeah.
And it's almost like repeating the steps too closely together as well. Like you've just gone past a certain quest and you get to another point and then you're on a different character and you go, I just did this quest and it was really annoying. Yeah. I don't want to do it again.
Absolutely. I mean, the closest thing I can compare that to is on my second run of The Witcher 3, I tried to romance Triss and because I didn't kiss her while she was drunk at a party, I couldn't romance her and I didn't find that out until I was like halfway through the game. So I basically, excuse if I wanted to romance her, I had to reload it all the way back towards the start and redo all the stuff again. And I was so mad. And to this day, I still haven't gone back to do it because I'm just still really triggered.
Like, I mean, fair enough. You were like, I wanted to be a lovely person and not take advantage of this woman while she is inebriated.
Exactly.
And the game really said, mm-mm.
Assault or nothing.
Yeah, the game really said chicks dig not consenting. They love that.
Right.
They love when they don't give consent. Love it.
Witcher, let's on, get on that, guys. Yeah, come on now.
Today's episode of Load Later Save is brought to you by Thermaltake Gaming Systems. Did you know that we design and build our very own gaming systems? Well, now you do. Built right here in Melbourne, Australia by our very own Nick, TT Gaming Systems have a PC for every type of gamer. Head over to the website and check out their extensive range of systems using our link to support us at bit.ly/LLSPod. Now back to the episode.
So yes, so what in particular draws you to MMOs? Is it just like the amount of freedom that you can have to like do whatever you want? Is it the character customization? What is it that makes you enjoy them?
I'm definitely on board with being a character creator. I don't know how to describe that, but I love character creators.
Yes.
anywhere I can make a character, I will make like tens of thousands and then be like, which one do I pick? and spend like 3 hours in the character creator, load up the game, and then go, I'm going to go to bed.
Yes,
I'll create another one tomorrow.
But with MMOs, I think, or at least with Guild Wars, I find that it allows me to kind of jump back into it at any point. Like, a lot of story-based games, I find that a lot of people will immediately jump on Twitter and like yell about it. And I'm so happy for them. But, you know, when they spoil some, I'm like, no.
Yeah. Oh, it's the worst.
So with MMOs, I feel like it's just a little less like that. At least it's not like, no, usually not everyone's up to the same point. And a lot of people, even when a new expansion comes out, there's only like a certain amount of people who are up to that expansion. So it tends to be a little less spoilery and I can kind of play it at my own pace. And definitely in terms of Guild Wars, I never feel like I'm too far behind. I always struggled with some MMOs where like you jump back into it and they're like, the level cap has increased by 100 and you're like, what? like last time you logged in, you were level capped, you had the best armor, you were like completely on track to be, you know, the best gamer in OCE. and then you log back in like 3 weeks later and it's all gone. Your status has gone back to peasant and you are no longer good at the game. So I find that at least with Guild Wars, the level cap has never changed and the gear system has always kept the same levels. And so, you know, once you get what's known as like ascended armor, you pretty much, unless you want to go for legendary, which is like a bit excessive, you're pretty much at max stats. And it's been that way since like for the past like 7 or so years, I'm pretty sure. So I find that I can just jump back in. I think that's like the biggest thing for me.
Fair.
That's so fair. Mm. So then what brought you to a game like Dead by Daylight then, which I feel is everything an MMO is not.
Yes. It's very true. DBD is interesting for me because I've always been a huge horror buff. I love horror movies and horror games. I'm definitely not brave, but by any means, I can't watch horror movies without like a blanket and a hot chocolate and like, you know, a few nightmares here and there. But I've always loved horror movies regardless. And I'm big on like true crime and stuff like that. I really like listening to podcasts and whatnot.
True crime podcasts are the best podcast aside from like the podcast, obviously. Sorry,
but yes. Apart from ours, of course.
Apart from this, like this is first and then like, but definitely I love true crime podcasts and true crime YouTube channels. Like, it's just so interesting. DBD kind of fills that void for me in terms of like, it's almost like the fan service of horror movies. Yeah. Like you finally get to see a lot of licensed. Yeah.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, Ghostface and Myers, baby. you finally get to see kind of like those characters in a different way. Or at least like experience almost like what the movies were like. When obviously like they're not real, but you know, a girl can dream. No, sorry.
You can jump just as hard when you turn around and there's a ghost face staring at you in game as you would in real life. It's fun.
Exactly. Not the whole like murder part, but definitely like the idea of ghost face like peering over a ledge at you and you being like, hey, hi, you look so cute. But yeah, DBD's like pretty much completely different from a lot of games I play, but I guess like the whole team aspect of like, I do play both Survivor and Killer, but Survivor, the whole idea of like, you know, you can play with your friends. And as Killer, if you just want, you know, a little bit of alone time, you can kind of vibe with stress.
A little bit of alone stress time.
Yeah, just alone time with the survivors. Like, hey, besties, you know.
I think my favorite, like, I know so little about Dead by Daylight, it's ridiculous. I've played it once and it was a mess.
I've been trying like, just, so hard to get her into it and she's just not cooperating.
It's just not happening for me, but I do like aspects of it. And I love watching videos of, I always get served them on my TikTok, of killers who like are nice, like they've seen something go down and they like help. Like I saw one where this person was on a team, I think she was on the hook and the people wouldn't get her off or something.
Yeah.
And they eventually got her down and the killer had seen how like wanky the team was and just like stood next to her as he like killed everyone else.
Nice.
And it was really cute. Like that they just sort of, he saw they weren't being very sportsmanly and just like was like, all right, I'm going to do something about it. And I loved that. I was like, yes, okay. This is cool. I like that.
It's good. 100%. It's good. Yeah, with DBD, it's interesting. I will say I'm a very altruistic player. So I like to kind of go in and save my teammates if it means like I don't survive the round. And I do play the same on killer. Like I'm a big kind of I enjoy saying that, you know, people can play games however they want to play. If mm-hmm. if your camping is your style, you know, whatever, you know.
Screw you, but whatever.
Exactly. Like if that makes you happy, like I'm really sorry who hurt you. But like but like at the same time, you know, I try not to get tilted by stuff like that because I know that I want to enjoy the game. And it's hard to enjoy a game when you're like focusing on how someone else is playing. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, I'll leave it alone. But as a killer, I try to, you know, if I see survivors that are kind of letting the rest of the team die, I'm very much the same. Like play a lot of Demogorgon and a lot of Piggy and Ghostface, and they're known as kind of like the killers that could go either way. So like if you see a little like a Piggy crouching and you go up and you boop her snoot, then it's usually going to be a good game. Exactly. Yeah. That's the true. That's the true friendship.
Yeah. As an outsider of this game, it just sounds like absolutely nuts. Like,
it absolutely is. It really is.
So the big question though is, have you tried the dating sim? The dating sim is out, I'm pretty sure.
I bought it.
You got it?
I bought it. I haven't played it yet, but I bought it. It sounds amazing. I'm like, I gotta.
Yeah. I gotta do it.
Yeah. Let me romance Trapper. Let's go.
Right? As he's known gratuitously as Trap Daddy. Trap Daddy.
Muscle Mommy's in there. You know, we get our hunters. Yeah. Let's go.
I'm so excited. One of my friends actually gifted it to me. I was gonna buy it myself, and then I got a Steam message and they were like, this looks perfect for you, and I was like, ah,
thank you.
I feel called out. But I'm looking forward to playing it. I know that Ghostface is in it, so very excited.
Honestly,
you should definitely stream it and then have like a poll system where like your chat can help you decide things. I think that would be hilarious.
Exactly. Who will be romancing today, chat?
Exactly.
Behavior, really know their audience. Some of the audience terrifies me. The simping for Spirit, bro, she's dead. She's a zombie ghost thing with a knife.
Her skin is blue.
Yeah. But people are like, oh. And it's like, oh. I've seen some, the reviews are hilarious. Yeah. You know, someone's like, I had sex with a serial killer and then they broke my heart and this is the best experience I've ever had. Some people, I saw one comment that was along the lines of, I want to rail Dwight. Something like that. And I was like, okay, but like worse than that. But they're like, you know
that's
what?
The PG version.
our audience want to have sex with our murderous characters. Let them have it.
You just gotta give the people what they want, you know?
Exactly.
They're gonna draw it anyway. So just
let them get it out of their system.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Get it out of your system now. Yeah. And let us enjoy the main game by itself. 100%.
Yeah. So is that like kind of your main multiplayer game? Or do you do lots of single player experiences, much single player stuff too?
Yeah, I definitely do. I started a playthrough. I'm terrible at keeping up with my playthroughs, but I did start a playthrough of the Bioshock series. I love Bioshock Infinite, but I hadn't played the first two. So I was like, well, I'll go back in and see what Rapture's like. Yes. I feel like I love a lot of single player games. I just sometimes I get too excited and I play them off stream. Yep. Then it comes to the time where I'm going to stream and I'm like, oh,
it's all done.
I'm already halfway through the game.
Can't really start a playthrough halfway through.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a lot that I would like to play as well, but stuff that like, I can't exactly get my hands on sometimes if I can't afford it or whatnot, like it's all about like trying to play things when I get them. But also trying to stream it. It's like a a battle. But yeah, I do. I think DBD is probably my most common multiplayer. I do play a little bit of Apex sometimes, or a bit of Fortnite. So that's kind of the triad.
I do believe I found you through Apex when I was like desperately trying to search for Australian streamers that could play Apex with us. And then I saw you and I was like, oh, you're a YouTuber as well. I have to invite you now. Yes, I think you're one of the few people who, like, I couldn't find your business email at first.
Oh, yeah.
I had to hunt for it. And, like, I didn't hunt for many people's emails. So I did hunt for yours. Still special. So you are special.
Hell yeah. Well, definitely since we started talking, I've added it pretty much everywhere now.
Yes, good.
Because you were like, oh, I had to like search for a little bit, and I was like, oh no. What if I miss it? Yeah,
it's definitely one of my biggest, like, everyone please just put your business email everywhere. There were a few people who I really wanted to invite, but I couldn't because I just could not find their business email anywhere. I didn't really have time to DM people, so it was just like, I'm sorry. So 100%. Great, good. Yay. I was going to say something else, I can't remember. I don't know. Oh, Keely.
She's lost it.
What were you going to say, Keely?
Don't add you to pressure.
What was that thing you were going to say like half an hour ago that you were thinking of?
You remember?
Yeah. You remember that thing.
That thing.
So how long have you been streaming for, Ducky, and what got you into streaming in the first place?
It's been a long time. I've been I've been on Twitch for since 2013, so it's been a long time.
Yeah.
I'm a veteran.
I didn't even know it existed at that point, but
I used to watch like one of my favorite YouTubers at the time used to host like a kind of a Saturday night live kind of vibe, like them and all their friends.
Cool.
And I used to, that's like the pretty much the only reason I'd come to Twitch.
Yeah.
And for a while there, after they stopped that, I didn't really come on Twitch that much, but I started streaming after I moved to Melbourne. So living in Melbourne, like I met a lot of kind of like-minded people, and they were like, oh, you kind of have a good, like, you would probably be good at this. And I'm like, I mean, I'll give it a go. tried my best, and like a few times kind of didn't have the consistency and like just kind of did it whenever I felt like it, and didn't have a cam, didn't have anything at that point. And then moved into camera streaming, and then very quickly stopped doing that because I was like, so much effort to look semi-presentable and not like a dead body. And then, I started what's known as like PNG tubing, I think around 2 years ago, is when I started getting consistently back into streaming. So I'd say even though I've been affiliated for like maybe I think like 3-4 years, I properly started streaming about 2 years ago, and then used the static image, and then was like, this doesn't convey the emotion that I want it to convey as much as like I think it's still valid and still a fantastic way to start off as a VTuber, or even like, you know, if it works for you, it works. If you've got enough like passion in your voice and like passion in the way you play games, I think it's still, you know, the best way to do whatever you want to do. But yeah, for me, I was like, okay, I'll try 3D, and then I tried 2D, and then here I am.
Dang. And so what got you into gaming as well? Is that something that you grew up with, or is it something you found a bit later in life? I always find it interesting, especially chatting with ladies.
Women.
Because a lot of us tend to also, a lot of us grew up with it. It's funny how this happens. A lot of us grew up with it, then stopped it for like 5-10 years, and then came back to it, which I find interesting. So I'm curious what the experience was like for you.
Yeah, I definitely, I never had any consoles or anything like that when I was younger.
Okay.
The only experience I had with it was when I was able to go to my friend's house.
Yep.
They had the PS2 and it was so cool. And I was like, whoa, like we've got these sick, like this sick console.
Yep.
And that was my first kind of foot in the door with gaming. I played a lot of Kingdom Hearts and probably neglected my friends while I played Kingdom Hearts on their console. Poor
I've
things.
Made my choice.
I'm like, sorry, I gotta watch the hot redhead man, okay? Yeah. Like, please.
I have my friends.
Thank you. But I definitely started with Kingdom Hearts and Final Fantasy. And then eventually, I guess, had a really old desktop PC when my mom and I were living with my stepdad, and it only could run like the simplest of games. So I had Sim Safari. I don't know if anyone knows Sim Safari, Sim Theme Park, and something else. And then I ended up buying like Sims itself, which completely different game. Absolutely. Didn't realize at the time that like the Sim games and Sims were completely different things. So I played Sims 1, I had two expansions. Like, wow.
Yeah.
Crazy. And then, yeah, I think it blossomed with The Sims. But I definitely feel like I had a break from gaming for a long time, or at least only kind of picked up like The Sims. I really only had The Sims for a long time.
The important question about that, though, is was it during high school?
Yes. Yep.
There it is. There it is, ladies.
Sims in high school, baby.
High school is no gaming for women.
As yeah, well, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
It felt like this like door unlocked when I had a gap year after high school.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, I kind of want to get into art school. Okay. But I wanted to pad my portfolio a little bit. So took a gap year. And that was literally when I picked up BioShock Infinite and I played that, and that was like the complete door. Mm. Into it, I was like, oh, I gotta get into this.
Yeah,
I gotta do more of that, man.
Game to come back with too. Yeah. Like, oh my god, there's still scenes in that game. I've played it so many times that just like when you first arrive in Columbia and like the water and all the candles and the singing, and then you're like, oh, just the vibes. Oh my god, it's
I can see it now.
Right.
Frame for frame, I can picture it. Like, I've played the game too many times, despite I know the ending, yeah. I know the story,
still
but it's like, nah.
Every time.
Still,
every
time. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
They do the like reveals, and you're like, oh, I totally knew that, but it's still amazing. Yeah.
Oh, amazing, Keely. You haven't played BioShock.
I haven't.
Have
I've watched my partner play through all three of them.
So good.
That was quite a bonding session, and I've been wanting to do it since then.
Yes.
Just haven't gotten around to it. I got them on I got them on the PSN thing on my PlayStation 3.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I tried to log in the other day, and because they don't have PSN anymore, I couldn't find them. So I'm like,
no.
And now they're back to like $8. And I'm like,
yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah. That is my fear about a lot of cloud-based gaming stuff, is the idea that like in future, if you get locked out of your accounts, like all your games are gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've only got a few of them like physically. Mm, so
yep.
Yeah.
I mean, my gaming days would be done.
Yeah, right. Like it does. If Steam like shut down tomorrow, it's like, oh,
could you imagine?
Guess I don't have any games now.
The world would basically end if that happened. Honestly,
we think global warming is coming for us, but it's the Valve servers. Oh, if they shut down,
oh my lord,
done. We are done.
It's like, I guess I'm just an artist now. There's no gaming left.
Nothing else. I mean, EB Games will be really stoked, I think.
Let's get the prices back up, baby.
Yeah, that's right. Oh,
no more sales.
Yeah, never a sale again because they have no choice.
No, I'm a big fan of the hard copy. If I can get it in a hard copy, I will.
It's just something nice about it.
And the idea of like not having it ever go away.
Mm.
Because recently, obviously, Assassin's Creed a bunch of Assassin's Creed games have been pulled from Ubisoft. They've just dropped the servers. Ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And some people say they were some of the best ones. Yeah. And the idea of that is just like, oh.
Yeah.
What if one day Valve pull Portal? That'd be it for me. I'd be like, well,
what else do I live for?
Yeah. You know? Why go on if I can't go back to playing Portal? Because
yeah.
When I gain a new friend, what duo game do I play with them?
Right?
It's always Portal. Yeah. It's like, what game do we both have that just goes through time, like doesn't really age that badly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Portal.
Yeah. And then all the community maps, like when you finish the main game, you just do the so community good as well. Maps. Like, it doesn't end.
Yeah.
So good.
And it's tragic.
I think I would cry if like Left 4 Dead left the Steam store or something like that.
Left 4 Dead was left 4 Dead.
Left 4 Dead.
That'd be it.
If they just left 4 Dead, Left 4 Dead. If they did that, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Stardew Valley went anywhere. I mean, I have it I have the hard copy on PlayStation. Because you
have it on your body in a way.
I do. I have Stardew Valley tattoo.
Nice.
I
have
a cute one behind
me. It's very cute. Oh, cute.
I have Stardew on everything except Xbox because I don't own an Xbox.
Mm.
But yeah, if they pulled it off Steam, I would track down Concerned Ape and be like, bro, please.
Need to have a word with you. Maybe a few words, actually.
I'm an avid player of your game. This is how many hours I have. I would like to sue you. Yeah.
I'd like those hours back.
Distress.
Yeah.
Fun fact, Stardew Valley, as of 2 weeks ago, became my most played Steam game.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm back in the Stardew Valley obsession. So it's I think 400 hours or something.
Oh my lord.
Yeah, I have a problem.
You do.
No, I feel that.
I'm just
totally relatable.
Yeah, all I want to do is make my farm look cute. You know, mm-hmm, and then once that's happened, then I'll stop. But it's still not cute enough, so I'm gonna have to put in more flowers and grass. Okay, sue me.
It's okay. I feel that I'm approaching. I think I'm approaching the 1,000 hour mark on DBD at the moment.
Oh my lord!
I was just terrible.
Where am I? For that. No, any of that. I've got 118 in DVD, and I'm still trash.
Nice.
Me
too. 1,000 hours does nothing, guys.
Nothing. I'm really spread out with where I play my games, so I have quite a few hours clocked into Switch Stardew, a little bit in PlayStation, and also mobile Stardew. So that's not really up there on my Steam, but my number one played game is Valheim.
Oh, I played that for a
144
while.
Hours.
Nice.
In an early access game.
Yes. I will say, like, I really didn't jump on the Valheim bandwagon straight away. I got interested in it, and I had the game since, like, it kind of boomed. And I never really touched it that much. Then randomly, at one point, my friend was like, I kind of want to get back into Valheim. And I was like, I could try that. And I sunk a few weeks into it, and then it just ended up falling off. Like not in any bad way towards Valheim, more so just like that I just stopped.
Yeah, absolutely.
yeah.
Just got caught up in something else.
Yeah. My boyfriend and I played 100 hours of Valheim until we reached the content cap at the time, because it's still in early access. They hadn't developed. And there was a small thing that had kind of bugged and meant we couldn't get, a certain thing, so we couldn't move on. And they started adding more stuff. But the problem was, if you already discovered an area, the new content wouldn't load in. So we kind of got to a bit of
So you'd have to start again kind of thing. And you're like, I already did everything.
Yeah. So we've, put it aside. And I mentioned recently, I'm like, oh, there's been a bunch of more updates, or the new update's coming soon. And he's like, I don't want to start again. Because, we put 100 hours into a server.
Exactly.
But now I've got one with my friends. We pay for a server to be up 24/7 because we have such we have such different schedules that we thought, you know what? Let's do it like this. And I've put hours into that. And it's kind of strange being the knowledgeable one for once. Like, I'm the one who knows how to do the thing.
You have the answers.
I do. Because, like, my friends had played it before me. Like, two of them had played it before me. But
yeah.
went too far too fast and got demolished and basically couldn't go back. Like, they built a boat, went across the water, found a new biome, got destroyed. And then they'd have to make a whole new boat and go over there and try and get their stuff
just
back.
Just to get their stuff back.
And they
yeah.
were like, let's not.
Uh-oh.
So no. they stopped and I'm grinding. Some days I'm just on by myself chopping wood.
Just grinding away.
Building
oh.
stone.
So calming.
Yeah, so much stone. I built a stone platform. Right. It's massive and it looks fantastic, but it is the bane of my existence at the same time.
I used to just make piles of the stones.
They
like
look
this,
so
like,
good.
Yeah, the stone piles, yeah. right? You just put them, down and you're like, okay, that's a question piece.
It's
someone cheap, comes along. Though. Why do you have so many rocks?
Why not? Why not?
Because I like them, and because
I had to mine
copper. I'm not in short supply. Okay, they're everywhere.
Oh, that's so good. I love that.
You can
amazing.
Make, like,
well,
you can make gold coin piles now. And everything like oh, just big stacks
your
of coins.
Coins.
Yeah, it's great.
Yo.
They don't have an animation where you can dive into it.
I wish, but there's also a hot tub now. So
hot tub streamers, look out!
Yeah. We're coming for you with our
yeah, the Valheim streamers.
Yeah.
are on their way.
They're coming for
you.
Just
spots. Yeah. That's it. That's right.
You just stream a like. A still of like your character in the Valheim hot tub and
just for hours.
That's your new VTuber now.
That's it. Just all day yes. in the hot tub.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for joining us for a chat, Ducky.
Ducky.
If people want to check you out and see more of you and your content, where should they go?
I'm most active on Twitch, so I'd say twitch.tv/CaptainDucky. It's spelt weird. I'll spell it for you. CaptainDucky. Ducky. Ducky spelt like normal.
I always described it to Keely as Captain.
Yeah, Captain.
Which was
exactly.
confusing because I'm like, is it C-A-P-N?
No,
yeah.
Captain.
But there's a T there. It's Captain.
The T is kind of silent. Captain.
It is yeah. a little bit. And I tried so many different things and just couldn't find it. And then eventually I was like, oh, there it is.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
the one.
It was like, what is available everywhere? Because the old username Wrangle was a difficult one. There's a lot of Captain Duckies out there. I can't tell you.
Yeah.
I've literally
Captain
had.
Captain Ducky here. Captain Ducky. Cap and Ducky
we
here.
Have- Well, we have the best Captain Ducky by far. any other socials that you'd like to shout out?
Twitter is Captain Ducky as well, spelled the same. I've just started a YouTube for my VODs. So in case people want to watch old streams, I've just started that. But that's pretty much it.
Cool. Well, thank you for listening. Listeners or watching, I'm gonna try and experiment and see if I can make this a video on Spotify. So
Ooh.
If you might be watching this, who knows?
Yes, hello.
And if so,
I
cool.
forgot about that.
Yeah, you look great.
Yeah. I'm sitting here like chewing at my lips because I got like dry skin, and I'm like the whole time. Now
well,
I realize,
that's
going to be on video.
No, it's fine.
It'll be small, so it'll be fine.
We're 12 episodes in. We've reached the point now where I think our audience...
People understand now.
Yeah, yeah. We're comfortable now, you know? Like, we're not quite pee with the door open, but, like,
yeah,
if you
right?
chew on your skin in front of us, I think it's fine.
It's fine.
It's okay.
It's true. We're burping in front of each other, but
yes, I think
yeah.
that is a... That's
and
where
rating.
We're at.
And rating
yes.
the burp.
Yes.
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 And while you're rating things, why not rate the podcast 5 stars wherever you
exactly.
listened?
What a segue.
I'm pretty
Very well done.
I want that as like a sound on our sound. We have a roadcaster that you can play a bunch of sounds. I really want that sheesh on it.
Did that play through?
It did not work.
Aww,
we need to find out how to make that work. But yes, we really appreciate you rating it for us. It helps other people find the podcast. It recommends it to people. So if you can please leave us a rating or a comment, if you can, that would be fantastic.
Please.
Please.
We need more than just my dad and Sarah's mum to listen to the podcast,
yes.
please.
Yes.
Thanks, guys.
on that note, I guess we will see you guys in the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. I sounded so like disappointed. I've become an old
bye.
Woman.
Bye, everyone. Goodbye, viewers.
Okay, hide under a bridge.